Lately, I've been thinking about where we are in the story of the Bible. I did not say where we are in Bible prophecy or where we are in the time of the end. I said where we are in the story of the Bible. I think it may be more important to know where we are in the story flow of the Bible than just about anything else. If we understand this, everything else will take care of itself. You're listening to Longitude. It's Monday, September 17th, 2007. I'm Darris McNeely. I focused on this while reading Christ's parable of the minas in Luke 19. It's a parable that he told as he was going up to Jerusalem prior to his crucifixion. Crowds were following him with the expectation the kingdom of God would appear immediately. They thought Christ would expel the Romans and reestablish the throne of David according to the prophecies of Isaiah and Ezekiel. Even in Christ's day, people misunderstood prophecy. Christ knew he would have to say something to counter this expectation. When it was convenient, he gathered some around him and he spoke to them by the means of a parable, a story that held an important spiritual teaching. To quote, he said, "Therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, 'Do business till I come.'" Christ is the nobleman, and the far country is heaven, God's throne, where Christ waits to return to establish the kingdom of God on this earth. The servants are his followers. The church, given minas or money, a symbol of righteousness and spiritual character. The parable goes on to show the nobleman returns and he gathers all to take an accounting of what has been done in his absence. Christ will judge the works of his servants at his return and determine where and how his servants serve in the kingdom. We wait for that day, using the gifts we have been given. Notice in verse 13, the nobleman says, quote, "Do business till I come." We are to use our gift or talent in the business of the nobleman who is Christ, and that business is the business of the kingdom of God. So where are we in the story of the Bible? We're in that period where we are to do business till Christ comes. We're in that period where the church is doing the work of God, preaching the gospel, and preparing those called by God in this age to prepare for rulership in the age to come. That is the business of our life, and that's where we are in the story of the Bible. Understand this one point, and we will be established and unmoved. With this perspective, we can study prophecy with a balanced approach that keeps us from going off the deep end of endless speculation. We can understand our daily job is to work for the kingdom of God and to seek for its principles and live by its laws and values. Christ said to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That's in Matthew 6, verse 33. We are in that time described in the parable as the time of doing business. Today, God works in his people by the power of the Holy Spirit to develop character that can be used to handle the business of the kingdom when it is established here on the earth after the return of Christ. God is not going to turn that kingdom over to the same type of people who have ruled during this age. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44 says, "The kingdom shall not be left to other people." Leaders cut off from the knowledge of God and his plan have ruled the kingdoms of this world through the ages. Many ruled thinking they ruled for God on earth, and the fruits were not always good. So where are you in the story of the Bible? You were in the time when the kingdom of God and the gospel of that kingdom is being preached. Like Christ said, "Repent and believe, for the kingdom is at hand." For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.